This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House and Congress have restarted last-ditch talks toward a coronavirus relief deal that includes a second round of stimulus checks. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump is open to making a deal with Democrats.
President Trump actually has always said, I've heard him say it in the Oval, as far as the key elements are concerned, the checks, the unemployment assistance, the small business assistance, we've got to help airlines out, he would go further. He's always said that. He knows that we need as much power for economic recovery as possible.
Senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee are continuing to make opening statements in the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Judicial Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham saying the nation's important business must continue even during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
President Trump hitting the campaign trail on Monday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
President Trump will host a rally in Central Florida in Sanford at 7 p.m. their time, his first campaign stop since his COVID diagnosis on October 1st. He's promised to make up for lost ground since the virus had him down for over a week. His first event since being released from the hospital was Saturday at the White House, a peaceful protest and a meeting to discuss law and order.
The man arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder after being photographed killing another man in Denver on Saturday did not have a license to be a security guard. A spokesman for the Denver Department of Excise and Licenses telling the CBS TV affiliate in Denver that a search through the department's records showed no record for an actively licensed security guard now or ever with the name of the suspect. Denver police saying the man was acting in a professional capacity and not part of a protest. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia says she will introduce a resolution condemning House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for politicizing the 25th Amendment after the California Democrat announced last week a bill to create a commission on president capacity to determine whether the 25th Amendment would be needed. Pelosi, who has repeatedly questioned President Trump's fitness in office since he was diagnosed with the coronavirus, claims the legislation was not about the president. Republicans and the president, though, believe she's trying to politicize the amendment with just weeks before the November 3rd election. A governor is heading into quarantine after being exposed to someone with the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has a story.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and his family are quarantining at home after being exposed to a member of their security detail who tested positive for coronavirus. The trooper drove with the governor on Saturday before finding out about his positive test. Bashir and his family have tested negative so far, but the governor says they've gone into quarantine out of caution. But he'll continue to do his daily coronavirus press conferences from an empty room in the governor's mansion.
But we want to make sure we're setting the example and that we're also keeping other people around us safe, that we're walking the walk, not just talking the talk. So we're here in an empty part of the mansion with just the two of us and a camera, and that's the way I'm going to be doing my 4 p.m.s at least through this week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
It is what we do, ladies and gentlemen. Get you back on track. It is a goal, you know, for us to get back on track, although I'm encouraged that 56%, according to Gallup poll, have answered the question of are you better off today than you were 4 years ago. 56% said that was the case, which is a huge number considering what we've been told before. In December 2012, just after Barack Obama was reelected, 45% told Gallup they were better off than 4 years ago. In October 2004, just before George W. Bush was reelected, 47% said they were better off. In October of 1992, before George H. Walker Bush lost his bid for reelection, 38% said they were better off. In July of 84, before Ronald Reagan was reelected in a landslide, 44% said they were better off. Trump's 56%, I mean, just do the math, better than them all. So here we are faced again with this enthusiasm gap, and the enthusiasm gap is not just between Biden and Trump. It's an enthusiasm gap between the mainstream media and some of these pollsters that at any cost do not want Trump to be reelected. And so, you know, let the lies fly, let the innuendo, this is amazing how people with impunity can speak the way they do about the president, all for the sake of power. They can't talk about policies. They can't just say, look, we have a much better policy where we're going to be able to get America back to work. Well, Barack Obama and Joe Biden had that opportunity to get get the people back to work. How good a job did they do? You know, as we were talking with Andy Puzder earlier, they decimated the middle class. That all but destroyed it with all the regulations, everything else. But, they were being good to the people. You know, they were opening up the treasury and feeding them, putting more people on welfare, making more people dependent upon government. I mean, one of the things that is missing from all this is understanding what the misery index was under Biden Obama. It was off the charts. It was unbelievable, you know, what had been going on. But this is what we've been forced to deal with. And it has been exceedingly painful. But look, it's up to the voters. This is where it sits. I mean, this is about, this is what the Constitution is all about. We the people, we have the government that we have elected into office, and we have found out down the road that it's a mess. I mean, we have corruption abounding in all the three-letter agencies, agencies that we should have just unmitigated confidence and security in, and we don't. We don't know what the FBI has been up to. We see where there's a lot of smoke, some fires burning with things that they did against this president. And it's joking. I got to tell you, it's a joke. The Sunday news shows, you listen to what they say about, oh, the peaceful transition of power. Donald Trump never got one day of peace. And they're questioning whether or not he's the one he's going to do in terms of a non-peaceful transition. I mean, I'll tell you, if the people don't elect him and it's time for him to leave D.C., I wouldn't blame him if he just went to the borders of D.C. and shook out his clothes and his shoes for all the crud that they've put this man, his family, and those that elected him president. And they have the gall to question whether or not. But see, this is what the Democrats do. And really, you've got to put it on them. They can't go anywhere else. It can't go through some misunderstanding because this is a party plan. So whether you listen to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, you know, Adam Schiff, I mean, how much more of Adam Schiff can we handle? And Nadler, who is totally comatose, I mean, he thinks Antifa is just a myth of the Beltway. Just like some would want us to believe in my conversation with John Dean last month. Oh, the deep state, that doesn't exist. It just absolutely doesn't exist. I thought, oh my gosh, who am I? It's like I'm talking to Jill Biden here now. And Jill Biden, oh no, we don't got, that's already been settled. You know, didn't happen. No, he's all right. He's cognizant. But yet, a number of people believe that Joe Biden is mentally impaired. And when you listen to his answers, what does it lead you to believe? You don't want to believe that. You know, we don't want to believe that with anybody. You know, we've lived enough life, especially if you've seen, you know, if you've been around and your parents have aged and they enter into areas of dementia. It's heartbreaking. You don't want to believe it. You say, well, they're getting older and they're missing, you know, missing a beat here and there. But it's not that bad. It's not that bad. But yet when you have a conversation with them and you see how frustrated they get because, you know, the synapses, the brain synapses are just not firing. They're not connecting. They're having a hard time completing sentences. They forget where they put things. And then you got to be really careful when medication is involved because do they accidentally overdose? All these things that go on and on in the possibility of what happens as we age and begin to lose our capacity. But it's one thing when it's mom and dad at home and you're taking care of them, but you're not asking mom and dad to become the president of the United States, are you? And this is what we're doing. I mean, we're seriously considering somebody that even the Democrats will say, well, you know, we don't expect, I mean, a good percentage, I mean, in the 40s. 40% of Democrats do not believe Joe Biden is going to complete 4 years. And the pollsters would want us to believe that in some cases, America by 12% would much rather have somebody who is mentally deficient than the president of the United States, who gave us all the jobs that rebirthed America, really. You know, when you think about it, where we were headed. Remember, Barack Obama said, 1.8, that's probably about the best GDP we could do. Donald Trump wouldn't hear that. He's a businessman. He's a true CEO, a chief executive officer, unlike somebody who's a junior senator, with all due respect. I mean, how much experience did you expect Barack Obama to have as a junior senator? And, you know, how many fronts of checks did he ever sign in his life? How many jobs did he ever create? But we had this unrealistic expectation that Barack Obama was going to be able to come in and save the day and unite the country. We could only hope. And what he did, he came in like a Trojan horse and moved us away from a constitutional republic and down the yellow brick road of socialism. This is all part of it. This is what's been going on. They haven't given up. I mean, after Barack Obama, you know, finished his 8 years and the mantle didn't go to Hillary Clinton as expected, that didn't stop them. They didn't shutter the doors. If any more, they doubled down. You know, they got big tech involved, big tech to make promises. This will never happen again. And what this was to have somebody like Donald Trump, an outsider, somebody outside the Beltway, could come in and look at all the shenanigans and see the corruption for what it is. That's why they went after Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn saw it, and they were scared that they were going to be called out, that Michael Flynn would expose him. So the best thing they could do was to put the pressure on him, an attack on Michael Flynn, tie up his hands, and neuter him so that he could not be about the people's work. That's absolutely pathetic. That's where we are right now. We've got more coming up. Craig Huey, we're still trying to get a hold of him and look forward to talking to him. Stay tuned. We've got more after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Fresh and independent, we are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. We're back with you at 19 minutes after. My good friend Craig Huey joins us now. Been looking forward, and you've heard me speak of him often in terms of vetting the candidates and proposals. Craig and I met years ago in Southern California at a time when he had founded and headed electionforum.org. And I always said to Craig, I said, Craig, if we could only do this on a national level. But he's been blessing the state of California for many years by doing all the hard work to make sure that voters there in California are not what we would refer to as low IQ voters, that they're well-informed, they understand what's going on, regardless of how confusing some of these politicians try to make these proposals and the way they present them to us. I mean, you have to read them over and over again. It's almost like you need a family attorney, Craig, to break it down sometimes, right?
It really does, especially with the judges. But I got good news for you. So, Bill, yes. We cover all 50 states for the judges now. 400 judges are on the ballot this election, and people can go to electionforum.org in their state, wherever they may be, and we evaluate who's a judicial activist and who's a strict obstructionist.
Great.
So we've done that, and we also have links to other states. We have vetting for all of Tennessee, so everybody can go to electionforum.org and see how to vote for their values, and so we take away the mystery of who these candidates are.
Exactly. Well, and it's interesting, like right now, in terms of understanding the judges, and, you know, here we are on TVs across the country. We're seeing the hearing and the Senate hearing for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. And that's really is the rub, because we're talking, are we going to put in an activist judge in that position, which RBG, Judge Ginsburg, was known to be, or do we have a constitutionalist or originalist in the garment of one Antonin Scalia?
You know, it's probably the number one reason why people should vote in this upcoming election. What is happening right now is we have a 4-4 tie between strict constructionists and judicial activists. And on the basically decisions involving economic freedom, religious liberty, the protection of the unborn, all these are huge issues. And if Amy gets on, Bill, it's going to be fantastic for the next 20 to 30 years, because we'll have a 5-4 majority of strict constructionists who are not legislating from the bench.
Exactly.
And then, depending upon President Trump being elected or not, we could have one or two additional Supreme Court judges put onto the bench.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we know the Democrats have already showed their hand on this, Craig, and in terms of packing the court. I mean, they've tried, after they've exposed themselves, they've tried to rewrite what they've said, but unfortunately we have them well documented on video. So that is their intent. Joe Biden would want you to believe, well, you have to, kind of like with the Affordable Care Act, you know, elect me first and then you'll find out what's in me. Like as if after 47 years we don't know the man's character, we don't know what's in him, we don't know, we didn't see him in front of everybody telling him about his Ukraine experience, how he told the president that he better make sure he fires that prosecutor, if not he's going to not have access to that $1 billion, and dang, you know, he believed me and he fired the prosecutor and they got their $1 billion, and I was able to leave in 6 hours, right?
What he could do damage wise to religious liberty and the economy and to all the major pro-life activity that Trump has done, and reversing it, what he could do is so damaging, and so it's very much a concern.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm seeing Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google and the media all censoring.
Right.
Conservative, Republican, libertarian, and Christian thought. I see this massive attempt to manipulate the election. I see ballot harvesting. And, and Bill, one of the things that is kind of under the radar, there's millions of dollars being spent by the Joe Biden campaign and the Democratic Party to get the evangelical Christians either not to vote or to vote for Joe Biden. Millions of advertising on Christian radio and Christian publications and Christian online programs and direct mail and email, TV ads, just directed to evangelical Christians to try to suppress the Christian vote.
Yeah. Well, they know that it's there in the waiting. I mean, and you and I have talked about this. I think one of our first conversations, Craig, was that evangelicals, only 50% of them will actually bother to register to vote.
Right.
And of that 50, only 50%. I mean, and that's pretty much, you know, between 25-37%, the voter politic, that's the actual number that comes out to vote. But look at, you know, as they say, and we believe, the very heart and soul of our country, the truth, this, you know, God bless America is all in the balance right now if we're not going to take a stand. I mean, just on life alone, the comparative platforms between Republicans and Democrats. This is what's so shocking for me. You know, someone said that Joe Biden is a practicing Catholic, and my response was he needs more practice. Because as a Catholic, you cannot support the Democratic platform just on the issue of sanctity of life. I mean, these are the same people that, you know, David DeLeiden had exposed Planned Parenthood for disgustingly selling baby parts for their own greed, and they get a pass, but David DeLeiden ends up in jail. These are the Democrats. This is the Democratic Party, and they want to turn the rule of law on its head, and we're already seeing it in states across the country. I mean, Portland is still burning, Craig.
Yes. And, you know, with the whole abortion thing, remember, it was Kamala Harris that is the Attorney General of California that went after
DeLeiden,
pro-life filmmaker, investigative reporter. You know, it's really, really troublesome because the fact is they have become the party, the Democratic Party of infanticide. They're even against protecting botched abortions where the baby's born alive, and they don't want to save that baby's life.
No, comfort care.
They're the party that wants to see partial birth abortion where the baby's partially out and they suck out the brain. If the baby was fully out, it would be fully legally infanticide.
Right.
It's very sad. And Bill, that's one of the reasons I have been trying to communicate to Christians about the importance of this abortion issue and about, you know, seven non-negotiables, things that I say you cannot vote against your values. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote a book that goes into the abortion issue, the persecuted church, goes into religious liberty, a variety of things, what I call the non-negotiables, that a Christian standing before the true and living God could not make a vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and those Democrats who violate these seven non-negotiables.
Exactly. Well, and it's really clear also with a minute and a half left, you mentioned that this whole voting by mail scam and ballot harvesting, which was made legal in California, so they've perfected it to a whole other level. But there's other states that are doing the same thing. About a minute left, I'm going to let you summarize the six shocking reasons your vote may never be counted. Thank you very much. Voting by mail.
Yeah. Well, first of all, people have gotten the ballot and they vote by mail ballot, haven't even asked for it, and so it's leading itself to fraud. But for the listeners who are going to vote by mail, let me tell them what they need to do.
Because 40 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yes. One, make sure you sign it the way that you signed it when you originally voted to get the registration. Number two, make sure you use the envelope they sent you. Number three, make sure it's sealed. And number four, use a black pen. And the fact is, you can't control the post office people. Don't trust the post office. Bring that ballot into your voter registration booth, and the mail-in ballot will be counted, and you know it'll get there.
Well, Craig, that's a quick surmise of it, and I point you to Craig's book. Please check it out, The Christian Voter from Craig Huey, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Craig.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House and Congress have restarted last-ditch talks toward a coronavirus relief deal that includes a second round of stimulus checks. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump is open to making a deal with Democrats.
President Trump actually has always said, I mean, I've heard him say it in the Oval, as far as the key elements are concerned, the checks, the unemployment assistance, the small business assistance, we've got to help airlines out, he would go further. He's always said that. He knows that we need as much power for economic recovery as possible.
Senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee are continuing to make opening statements in the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Judicial Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham saying the nation's important business must continue even during the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Like some Top Gun music, doesn't it? Huh? Maybe thematic for our next guest. He's a Top Gun instructor, former director of communications, and chief speechwriter to former Secretary of Defense James Mattis. We're going to be talking about his new book, Top Guns, Top 10, Leadership Lessons from the Cockpit. Imagine that. Commander Snodgrass, Guy Snodgrass, joins us now. Commander, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Great to be with you.
I love this book. Anything that can come out of real-life experiences, and especially when you are in the cockpit of a jet flying around with your hair on fire, along with your pants, I'm sure, as well. But this is incredible, the lessons that you've learned and been able to, write them up and translate them, for us that can benefit from these leadership lessons.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. I mean, look, it was not lost on me even 15 years ago when I was a Top Gun instructor that I was serving alongside some really just top-notch men and women from all corners of America. I learned a ton from them. And then as I progressed throughout my own career, first in the U.S. Navy and then, like you mentioned, in the Pentagon with Secretary of Defense James Mattis, I'm exposed to very senior leaders across this nation. And you find that these 10 lessons not only apply when you're early in your career, they also apply as you become more and more senior, no matter what it is you're doing.
Well, and you bring up a good point here. For you, do you like pinch yourself once in a while and go, my God, I'm hanging around, the top 1% of 1%. I mean, whether it's a Top Gun instructor or in politics with General Mattis, you've had a blessed existence, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a resounding theme throughout the book. isn't just that you learn these leadership lessons and they'll make a difference in your life. It's also just that underpinned by putting service before self. And part of that is realizing that usually we are the benefactors of being surrounded by amazing men and women who are willing to invest in us and teach us and hand down some of the tricks of the trade that they've learned throughout their careers. And then, of course, now it's incumbent upon us to turn around and share those with others. And that's the main reason I was really passionate about writing this book, was knowing that I'd been exposed to some phenomenal leaders, learned a lot from the experience. So what was it that I could then turn around and hand back to others to learn from in their own, in their own lives?
Well, speaking of the top 1%, I mean, you open it up, chapter one, focus on talent, passion, and personality. Break that down for us.
Sure. So, you know, it was very interesting. I thought when I was becoming a Top Gun instructor that really you'd only care about one thing, and that's just being the world's best fighter pilot. And when I was made a member of the Top Gun staff, I learned very quickly that they evaluate people who apply by three categories. As you mentioned, talent, passion, and personality. Now, talent, of course, is important. It means you've got to be at least above average at what you're doing so you can be credible, because if you're not credible, people aren't going to want to listen to you as a Top Gun instructor. Passion winds up being incredibly important because of the fact that, look, you're working very long hours, 6 days a week. You're away from your family. There's a lot that goes into being a Top Gun instructor, so you have to be really passionate about becoming the very best you can be. Otherwise, you're just not going to stick with it. And the last one, and I've seen this really play out and make a huge difference in 2020 because of all the challenges we faced this year, and that is personality. Do you have a high, you know, as they say, EQ, an emotional quotient? The fact that you have empathy for others, you can put yourselves into their, or put yourself into their shoes. And I found that that was one of the most important aspects of being a Top Gun instructor. Wasn't just that you had talent, wasn't just that you had the passion for it, but you had a great personality, so people would want to learn from you and become more effective.
Learn and follow from you. Did you find that talent, passion, personality was also something they measured for someone that got into these jets, that were flying these jets?
Oh, absolutely. So, look, it applies across the board when you were flying these jets. And again, if you step back to why write the book, and that's why I start off the book talking about talent, passion, and personality, is that it applies to all of our lives, right? If you put yourself back into high school and you had teachers, the ones who had talent, passion, and personality were the ones you gravitated towards. Exactly. It could be anything in your daily life. These three areas are really important.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes circumstances either enlarge or lessen that expression, do they not?
They do. So as you go through your career, as you said, you're either reinforcing the early lessons you learn in life and in your career, or you're finding reasons to disprove it and change how you see the world. And so certainly as I progressed throughout my career, there were certain lessons like the ones I capture in this book that I think stand the test of time. They're what we call evergreen. They're going to count for you no matter what. And so I share in the book an example of one of the lessons, which is called Stay Calm Under Pressure. And I bring the reader behind the scenes as I was flying a high-performance fighter aircraft. I'm dogfighting another airplane, and my right engine explodes in midair. And so now you're facing a very significant emergency. You're trying to save not only your own life, but the aircraft. You're trying to make sure you don't crash into any buildings. So it'll grab your attention. But the thing that really taught me was stay calm under pressure. And so yet again, I've watched that type of a mantra, that no matter what comes your way, you just remain calm, you handle it with the facts, and you move forward, has proven to be a recipe for success.
And the training for Top Gun, it trains you to do that, right? I mean, you go through how many scenarios so that when you get an emergency, you don't panic, but that you rely on, on the things that you've been trained on. There are specific things that you go to. If this happens, then this, right?
That's right. So there's two things at play here. The first one is that they teach you this concept called aviate, navigate, communicate. And so, again, I like this in our everyday lives. So aviate just means take care of the top priority first. As a fighter pilot, the first thing you got to do is make sure you're flying the aircraft. The second thing you want to do is make sure you can still successfully navigate to your destination. The last thing you want to think about is communicating, because usually it has the lowest priority. You have to handle safety first, handle getting safely to your destination, and then you can handle the nice stuff like communicating with people outside of your own cockpit. So I think that's a good parallel for where we are today, ways that we can incorporate these lessons into our everyday life. But the reality is not only, just staying calm under pressure by aviating, navigating, and communicating, but like you said, we also have what's called a pocket checklist, and it's something we carry with us. You have to memorize. There's about 20 emergencies that are so critical that you have to just know what to do by memorization and by training so that when you do face a life-threatening emergency, you can almost handle it without thinking.
Exactly. And these life, you know, when you're flying at Mach speeds the way you do, sometimes those decisions and choices are measured in seconds. So it has to be a reactive type of situation, right?
Well, yes and no. So one of the things I trained the sailors I led in my squadron was to always be thinking 30 minutes and 30 miles in front of your aircraft. So, yeah, when you're flying at the speeds we fly, you're basically going about 1 mile every single minute. So you're moving fast, and so you don't want to be caught, you know, unawares at the moment something happens. So what's going to happen 30 minutes from now? Are you going to be getting ready to land? What are you going to be coming up on? Once you can anticipate the problems you might face, now you can start thinking and planning ahead so that, relatively speaking, there are very few surprises you might face.
Exactly. Number two, a bit of a challenge in today's culture, especially with the woke generation that we're dealing with. Memo to everybody, nothing worthwhile is ever easy, right?
Yeah, that's one of the ones I put up front specifically for what you just mentioned, which is it can be very easy to get caught up in the, you know, get-rich-quick mentality. If you want something, it's going to get handed to you. And it's been proven to me time and time again throughout my career. Look, I've worked with some really terrific elite teams, but members of those teams don't just get placed there. They have to earn it each and every day. And so you have to find a way to make yourself better each and every day. And that usually comes through very hard work, dedication, and the relentless pursuit of excellence. And without that, you're not going to achieve those elite positions.
And I like the way you put that, each and every day, each and every moment. You know, I've said to the audience, Commander, that, occasionally in life we come to those moments where you've got to make the right decision. I mean, of all the choices and decisions that come your way, sometimes there are some choices and that are available and decisions that must be made at those critical points in time. I don't quite understand it, but I know it in its aftermath. You know, you can look back and go, wow, you know, had I made a different decision, it would have changed the whole complexion of where I'm at today.
Absolutely.
So every day you're looking to make a better version of yourself. That is the challenge and the opportunity. It's your life, and what kind of legacy are you going to leave behind? We've got Top Gun's Top 10, Commander Guy Snodgrass is with us, and we'll talk more about the book on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Here's Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally on the radio in 27 languages.
With over 100,000 views on social media, the Tide Ministry's popular series of Albanian TV programs, Time to Talk, has gone viral as word spreads across Albania through increased use of social media during the COVID-19 pandemic. Viewer response has been overwhelming. The programs bring comfort to audiences facing turmoil due to social restrictions and isolation. Through Time to Talk, people are also gaining great wisdom and experiencing hope and healing during the tensions that can arise when living in close quarters with family members for long periods of time. One listener shared that hearing guests on the program share their experiences has helped him live out advice from the Bible in a practical way.
To read more stories of lives touched by Jesus and finding hope in the midst of crisis through the Tide Ministry in Albania, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're talking with Commander Guy Snodgrass, his new book, Top Gun's Top 10, Leadership Lessons from the Cockpit. Commander, I've always wondered this. You know, here you are, you're a young man, and they say, okay, here's an F-18, go and fly it. It's only worth $66 million, so be careful not to dent it up too much, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The maintainers would be on your case if you bring it back with a dent.
Yes. I mean, what is that like, that feeling, the first time you jump into the cockpit with that kind of power and responsibility?
You know, I think it just changes over time. The first time you ever do it, you're kind of awestruck that for what, you know, for many of us was a childhood dream is now a reality. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're, like you said, you're stepping foot into a fighter plane. And there's an element of security because typically, especially your first maybe dozen flights, you have an instructor pilot with you. So you know you have a fallback. Where it gets really interesting is when that individual steps out of the plane and you go on your very first solo. So it's just you and the airplane all alone. And you have to not only successfully take off, navigate yourself to your destination, but then, of course, successfully land the plane. And that's where, as I say, things get real pretty quick. But, you know, it just over time, it creates a very strong sense of confidence. And I think there's a lot of trust that exists between the people who fly the planes and everybody who's involved in making that type of a system and process work.
Yeah, and as you say, it is a system. I mean, so complete. I mean, what these planes are able to do in terms of combat, its weaponry, instrumentation. I mean, this is the ultimate, you know, I mean, for anybody that's into gaming, there's got to be just something that is, you know, you just can't even imagine being in the cockpit of an F-18 with, you know, all the instrumentation and everything that's available.
You know, it's not just that it's an amazing system in itself. I mean, the men and women who have to work together as a team to make it all possible is really where I think the excitement lies. I mean, when you think about a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, that's where I spent a majority of my career as we went to the Middle East or into the Indo-Pacific. So you have roughly 4,500 people on board this aircraft carrier, and they're all there to ensure that around 50 airplanes can get airborne each and every day. And so I love that kind of teamwork. Every single
exactly.
job was critically important, and it was great to be a part of it.
Yeah, when you talk about the teamwork, I mean, even per plane, how many men and women are assigned in support of that plane?
You know, it's a great question. When I was a commanding officer, I was stationed in Japan. I had my fighter squadron, roughly 240 people, and we had 12 aircraft. So you're getting to, you know, an order of about 20 people per plane. But it was amazing because, of course, you break them down by various functions, what each group and team is responsible for, and it's a little bit like a ballet. Everyone knows their assigned role, and they do it very well, and that's what allows these planes to launch into the sky and then recover safely.
Well, during his 20-year career in uniform, Guy Snodgrass became one of the most skilled fighter pilots in the U.S. Navy, commanding combat jets over some of the most dangerous war zones in the world, and he did it all using the lessons he learned at the Navy's fighter weapons school, Top Gun. Number four means a lot to me, especially. It sticks out, Commander, and that is, you got to do the right thing even when no one is looking. This speaks of integrity, right? I mean, this is full accountability, full integrity.
You're right. I mean, so it's your own personal integrity and what that integrity, when you do the job right each and every time, what that really fosters within your team is trust. The fact that you can trust those around you to do their job to the best of their ability, and they can trust you to do the same. And the way I share this is through a example. When I was a young junior officer, we were on board an aircraft carrier called the USS George Washington. We're leaving Virginia. We've headed over to the Gulf for the Operation Iraqi Freedom. And we unfortunately had a sailor who lost their life during that transit. And it wasn't because of a wartime casualty. It wasn't because of something that, you know, just came out of nowhere. It was a very preventable death. And it was largely because someone had not done their job correctly, the way they secure an aircraft onto the flight deck of an aircraft carrier. And because of that omission, because someone grew complacent and didn't do their job right, it resulted in another sailor losing their life. So, you know, I'll let your listeners read it for themselves to get the full flavor, but that just planted early on in my career that seed of you've got to do the job right, even when no one's looking.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing about life is lessons abound if your eyes are open to learn, you know, from other mistakes so that you don't have to duplicate them and find them out for yourself. You know, we kind of touched a little bit on this in terms of anticipating problems. I always liked the story of Wayne Gretzky. They talked about his incredible ability in hockey, that he had this ability to see where the puck was going and not necessarily get behind it and chase it, but he was always a step ahead because he could project in his mind's eye where the puck was heading. And in anticipating problems, I thought a little bit of that applied.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to kind of convey it to your listeners. And you're right. I think when you become very good at your job, you've been doing it long enough that you can predict what's likely to happen, not only in the next few minutes, but the next week, the next month, the next year. And so something I've been an advocate of for a very long time is just be very thoughtful and deliberate as an individual and as a leader, right? I mean, especially if you are leading people in your organization, in your company, in your church family. You know, the more you can, as you said, you can predict where the puck is going and you can skate to the right spot before it even gets there, your team benefits because they know they've got a leader who is able to predict what's likely to happen and you set your team up for success.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, what people want to look at is productivity. Are you successful? You know, and one of the things we talked about earlier in terms of talent, I've always trained people in terms of being, you know, a round peg in a round hole. You know, when you've got about 90% of the workforce saying they're not very happy because they feel they're miscast, those are what I call round pegs and square holes. You get those friction points, and you want to find that right place, that right fate, you know, that right fit for you that complements your talent and your enthusiasm and your skill set. And when you're miscast, as I've used before this example, if you're a brain surgeon and you're killing 9 out of 10 people, that may not be your gig, right?
Yeah, it's probably not going to work out in your best interest. I like that you mentioned productivity. In fact, there's an entire chapter where I describe some of the lessons I learned as a Top Gun instructor, but it taught me that you should never confuse activity with progress. The fact that a lot of times it can be very easy to kind of go through your entire day and you look back at the end and go, my gosh, yeah, I was busy all day long, but what did I really accomplish? So once again, this just gets back to this example and this mindset of just being very thoughtful and deliberate with your actions, having a plan as you go through your day, let alone going through your life and your career.
Mm-hmm. Another one here, you say, never wait to make a difference. You get some people that will say, well, I didn't do that because I wasn't the president of the United States, or I didn't do that because I wasn't the person in charge. And that's a bit of a cop-out, isn't it?
I think it is. And it's not even just a cop-out. It's an unfortunate loss of an ability to make a big difference, usually larger than yourself. Mm-hmm. And in the book, I talk about some friends and some senior individuals I'd been surrounded by who, you know, just felt like they had to wait. They wanted to get that next promotion, like you said, so they'd be in a position within the company where they felt like they were really empowered to make that kind of change. And even though they had these amazing ideas, the problem was is that when they didn't get that promotion or if they went to a different job, those good ideas went with them.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I felt very lucky early in my career to be a Top Gun instructor. If you think about it, I was a Navy lieutenant, which is a very, very junior rank within the U.S. Navy, but I was given a huge, tremendous responsibility that spanned the entirety of the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps. So to have that kind of responsibility very early on in your career, in my case, it just taught me that no matter what, you have to make sure that you're always finding a way to make a difference, make every day count.
And to that end, I mean, how were you raised, Guy? I mean, did your parents raise you with this in mind, or this was just something that you found yourself and you said, look, I'm being put in some, you know, pretty challenging positions. I better wise up here real quick.
You know, I think it's always a combination of everything you mentioned. I had some amazing parents. I had a great church family. I had a great community. I was a Boy Scout who attained my Eagle Scout, right? So, I mean, I was given a lot of experiences and exposure to learn a lot about the environment around me. But then, as you said, kind of those lessons learned. One of those,
exactly.
My favorite questions when I was growing up to ask adults was, you know, hey, if you could do it all over again, what would you do differently? Mm-hmm. And I thought it was kind of just a fun question to ask, but as I got older, I'd realize, hey, that was a great question, because people who've had 30, 40 more years of experience are reflecting back and saying, you know, if I could do it all over again, here's what I would do.
Right.
And I think that helps you accelerate.
Time to take notes, right?
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah.
Always have a wingman.
Right. You know, I found the worst time, whether you're in an aircraft and you're going into combat, or you're going into a challenging meeting at your company, you know, all the above. It's always great if you have a wingman with you, right? And so this could be as you're preparing for a really difficult presentation, as I write in the book, someone who's willing to tell you what you need to hear, not just what you want to hear. And that's a very different thing. You need someone who can hold you accountable, who can tell you when things sound terrific, but more importantly, when it still needs work. And I've been very, very lucky throughout my career to have been surrounded by people who are willing to not only contribute and help, but then also tell me when they've recognized that something needs to be improved upon.
Top Gun's top 10 leadership lessons from the cockpit. Commander Guy Snodgrass has been with us. His book will be linked on our website, available at all the usual places. Obviously, there's so much more to this book that it commands a deep dive, and it will bless you richly, and something that you will pass on to your kids. And I would go to number 10 just as we wrap things up. Don't wait to make a friend until you need one. Might be a little too late there, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, it certainly makes a difference, and I think 2020 has proven we can use all the friends we can get.
Amen to that. Commander, thank you for your service, the lessons that you shared with us from the cockpit. You are a blessing. Take care. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm